Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you. We thank you for a new day. Thank you for miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf and all manners of victory that you have given unto us. We say glory, honor, praises be unto your holy name. We thank you for all the past broadcasts, for the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for those whom you have healed, those whom you have delivered, those whom you have given, turn around for the better. We say glory be unto you, Daddy. Everlasting Father, Lord, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands. And we say, Lord, indeed, come and speak to us, speak to our situation, our circumstances. And at the end of the day, Lord Jehovah God, draw us closer to you. Let us know you more and more for your glory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, our God, our Maker. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Brothers and sisters, gives me joy once again to be with you to share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray as you listen to the word of God today, the Lord will do something extraordinary in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today's message is titled, Enabled by the Lord. The Almighty God will enable you, He will empower you. You begin to do those things you cannot do before as you listen to this message in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will take you higher and higher in every area of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and I'm reading from verse 8 to verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, reading from verse 8 to 15. And the Bible says, And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. As it is written, He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgiving to God. And by the approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contributions for them and for all others. While they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. Thanks be to God for His inexpressible gift. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the Lord will release to you the surpassing grace. The grace that you need, the Lord will deliver to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the Almighty God enables you, the Lord gives you authority over the power of the enemy. The enemy will no longer have power over you. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke, our Lord Jesus Christ speaking, in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, He said, Behold, I have given you authority. He said, I have given you, not I will give you, not that I will consider to give you, but He said, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. You can see, I have given you to tread upon every serpent, every scorpion, every enemy that want to operate in your life. The power that God has released to you, begin to utilize them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. They will not hurt you. The Lord will grant you victory over every enemy of your soul in the mighty name of Jesus. In any form they may come, the Lord will grant you total victory in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because God has enabled you. He has given you that power, and you shall demonstrate that power in the name of Jesus. You see, as his children, he expects us to abound in every good works. Expect us to abound in every good works. He doesn't want us to be laboring and there is nothing to show for it. Brothers and sisters, I decree and I declare that from henceforth you will not labor in vain. According to the word of God in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 65 verse 23, he said, they shall not labor in vain. You will not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. Your children will not be for calamity. See, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. He said, before they call, whenever you call on the Lord, he will answer you. He said, while you are yet speaking, he will hear you. And that shall be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Your prayers will not go into the voicemail in the name of Jesus. As you call on the Lord will answer you in the name of Jesus. Another thing I want us to know, when you are being enabled by the Lord, he gives you that grace to operate in daily righteousness of Christ, the grace to live a life of righteousness. The Lord has given unto us in that 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 10. He said, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The grace to live a life of righteousness, the grace to shun sin, the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Sin will be something that you will so much despise, you will not touch it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will live holy for the Lord in the name of Jesus. Another thing that I want us to know, when God enables you, he enables you to operate in generosity. No longer will you be stingy. Why? Because God himself has blessed you so much that you giving out to people, it makes it easy for you. The Bible tells us in that 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 11, 2 Corinthians 9 verse 11 tells us that you will be enriched. You can see, you will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. You will be enriched in every way. The Lord will enrich you spiritually. He will enrich you physically. He will enrich you financially. He will enrich you in knowledge, in wisdom, in understanding. Why? Because you are his own. The Lord will do that for you in the name of Jesus. And because he has enriched you, you are experiencing an overflowing. The grace for you to be generous, he will release unto you in the name of Jesus. No longer will people see you as that brother, that sister, who is very, very stingy. Very stingy, cannot give anything. That will not be your own in the name of Jesus. Another thing, that when God enables you, he gives you the grace to be submissive to him. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 13 says, by their approval of this service, they will glorify God. Why? Because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution to them and for others. You will be submissive to him. You will confess the name of our Lord Jesus Christ wherever you go. You will not only confess his name, but you will live a Christ-like life in the mighty name of Jesus. When people see you, they will see Christ in you in the name of Jesus. Another thing I want us to know is that when the grace of God is upon you, it becomes so visible. it becomes visible that even people will begin to thank God on your behalf. People will begin to praise God for you. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. People will say, I thank God for this brother. I thank God for this sister, for what God is doing in his life, in her life, that shall be yours in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in that 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, he said, I thank him for he has given me strength, Christ Jesus, our Lord, because he judged me faithful. You will be judged faithful, appointing me to his service. And then when we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 14, he said, why they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. Because people begin to pray, people begin to thank God for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. That will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody will see you and begin to thank God. They'll begin to glorify God that indeed God has been wonderful. God has been glorious for this brother, for this sister, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will give you that turnaround testimony that your blessings will not be delayed again. Your blessings will not be denied you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want us to know that when God enables you, he begins to fight for you. You don't need to fight your battles by yourself. The Bible tells us in the book of Joshua 23 verse 10, he said, one of you puts to flight 1,000. Since it is the Lord your God who fight for you just as he promised you. Your God will fight for you. He will grant you victory over every enemies of your destiny in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when God enables you, he makes it easy for you to witness, to tell the whole world about the goodness of this God. Many of us cannot talk about God. We can't talk. We are afraid of discussing about Jesus Christ. But I pray for you this day, the boldness to share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let it rest upon you in the name of Jesus. The book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth. Receive the Spirit of God right now to share the good news, to tell people about the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever you go, the Lord will lay it upon your heart to share the good news in the mighty name of Jesus. And when you share the good news, what happens? Miracles begin to follow you. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts chapter 6, verse 8, it says, and Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs amongst the people. As it was for Stephen, so shall it be for you. Signs and wonders shall follow you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will strengthen you. He will uphold you. He will empower you to share his good news in the name of Jesus. When God enables you, he gives you that boldness to speak the truth. No matter what, you'll be able to speak the truth. You will not be afraid. The Bible tells us in the book of Micah chapter 3 verse 8, he said, but as for me, I am filled with what? With power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Even right now, you are hearing me. You are not sure of your salvation. I'm telling you, you need the Spirit of God to fill you. You need the power of God. You need to embrace Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's him that can save you. It's him that can empower you. It's him that can promote you. It's him that can fight your battle. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children who have given their lives. I thank you for everyone who is listening to this message this day. I pray, Lord, that let your mighty hand rest upon them. Let your light shine through them. Let your light shine upon them. Let your countenance be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. In every area of their life that they are weak, Lord, strengthen them. Empower them. Send helpers of destiny to this your children in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against every spirit of confusion, every spirit of error. They are terminated in your life in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.